CRN News, this is Wen Jie. Top leaders from China and Vietnam have agreed to a new set of principles connected to maritime disputes in the South China Sea and have also pledged cooperation in other areas as well. Chinese President Xi Jinping, also General Secretary of the Communist Party of China, and Nguyen Phu Trong, the General Secretary of the Communist Party of Vietnam, have spoken positively about the two countries' development achievements. The main agreements during the meetings have been made in connection with the South China Sea. The two sides have agreed to promote maritime cooperation in various forms, including joint development, as well as pledging to maintain peace and stability in the region. The two leaders have witnessed the signing of cooperation momentums on jointly carrying out the China-proposed Belt and Road Initiative and Vietnam's Two Corridors and One Economic Circle plan. Xi Jinping is now on a state visit to Vietnam after attending the APEC summit in that country. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has arrived in Manila for an official visit to the Philippines and a series of high-level regional meetings on East Asian cooperation. During his five-day stay, Li Keqiang will take part in the China-ASEAN Leaders Meeting, the 10-plus-3 sessions with Japan and South Korea, as well as the East Asia Summit. This year marks the 50th anniversary of the establishment of ASEAN and the 20th anniversary of the 10-plus-3 concept. The Chinese Premier is also due to attend a leaders' meeting for the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership, a free trade pact involving the 10 ASEAN members and 6 other countries, including China, India, Japan, and South Korea. Li Keqiang is also due to meet with Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte. This is the first visit to the Philippines by a Chinese premier in 10 years. A commemoration ceremony has been held in London to honor the Chinese Labor Corps who served British troops during World War I. This is the first time that Chinese laborers have been officially recognized for their contribution to the UK war effort a century ago. Close to 100,000 Chinese workers were recruited by the British Army during the battles on the Western Front a century ago. Around 20,000 were killed in the line of duty. However, their contribution to the war effort went mostly unnoticed. Local Chinese communities in the UK launched a drive 3 years ago to put pressure on the government to officially recognize Chinese contributions to the British military in World War I. U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin say they are satisfied with the communication between the two countries' militaries, which has dramatically accelerated the losses of the Islamic State on the battlefield in recent months. In a joint statement issued after their meeting on the sidelines of the APEC meetings in Vietnam, the two leaders have confirmed their determination to defeat the Islamic State in Syria. The statement says the two presidents have agreed to maintain open channels of communication between the two militaries to help ensure the safety of the U.S. and Russian forces. The statement also says that there is no military solution to the conflict in Syria. Reports from Iran and Iraq say at least 6 people have been killed and dozens of others hurt following a powerful earthquake this morning on the Iraq-Iran border. The quake, which the U.S. Geological Survey has measured as 7.3, hit along Iran's northern border with Iraq and has been felt across many Iranian and Iraqi provinces. Over 20 Iranian villages in the area have been damaged. Power and water disruptions have also been reported. Iranian emergency teams have been dispatched to the region. Italian Foreign Minister Angelino Alfano is calling on the people of Lebanon to preserve the country from regional conflicts and tensions following the resignation of Prime Minister Saad Hariri. Alfano says Italy remains committed to backing Lebanon's security forces and institutions. Saad Hariri announced his resignation on November 4th, claiming he is worried about a potential assassination by Hezbollah. Hariri is currently in Saudi Arabia, but reportedly plans to return to Beirut within the coming few days. Hong Kong has signed free trade and investment pacts with the Association of Southeast Asian Nations on the sidelines of the just-concluded APEC summit in Vietnam. The pacts will see many ASEAN countries gradually eliminate or cut tariffs on goods from Hong Kong. The deal is being hailed by Hong Kong authorities as clear vote against regional trade protectionism. For CRI News, I'm Wen Jie.